Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Tributes continue to flow for former GWS and Fremantle player Cam McCarthy, who was found dead in a Perth home overnight at the age of 29. The AFL says it's deeply saddened to hear the news, adding he was a well-loved member of both clubs, while the Giants say the news has had a profound impact on many current and former players and staff. Five kids are facing a string of charges over a wild police chase through Sydney's northern beaches overnight. A 16-year-old boy and four girls, aged 12, 16 and two 14-year-olds, are accused of stealing a Porsche from a Curl home early this morning. They then failed to stop for police, sparking a chase before they crashed into a concrete barrier. Luckily, none of them were injured. Chris Dawson goes back to court next week to appeal his conviction. The 75-year-old was jailed in 2022 when found guilty of murdering his wife Lynette on Sydney's northern beaches back in 1982. Administrators for Bonza reckon there's an outside chance the budget airline will be saved. Talks are currently underway with multiple interested parties. While the search has begun for a buyer of Air Vanuatu, which has been placed into voluntary liquidation. No relief from the rain this weekend for parts of Australia's east. Meteorologist Sarah Scully says the southern parts of the New South Wales coast are in the firing line.
A severe weather warning has been issued, and that's for this heavy rainfall that's forecast to develop on Saturday for the southern parts of the Illawarra, pushing into the south coast and also the far east of the southern tableland.
To sport. Friday night footy kicks off tonight with Geelong hosting Port. Mark O'Connor and Brandon Parfitt return to the Cats after being managed last weekend. The Magpies will be without Jamie Elliott for Sunday's clash with West Coast. Coach Craig McRae says they tried to give him every chance to play.
That's why we named him in the squad, and he's got a bit of a sore back. So it's just, it didn't settle enough to get him out there. Yeah, we'll just see how that goes from here.
And still on footy, Brendan Gale has been named the first CEO of the AFL's 19th team, the Tasmanian Devils.